Coming up, a lesson or four when it comes to business and business etiquette. With me is Deborah Renner, the Chief Learning Officer at Tarot International and co-author of the book, Your Invisible Toolbox. We're going to be talking about some pretty common areas of concern when it comes to being taken seriously in business situations, and how you can learn to become more confident in business just by paying attention to business etiquette. Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of Arion HR. You know, every business wants to grow, and those small businesses and nonprofits that outsource their HR functions, well, they grow more quickly. From payroll to onboarding to compliance, the folks at Arion HR know the business of human resource management. Learn more at AurionHR.com.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of AARP Iowa. Real possibilities for people of every age. AARP Iowa. And Country Vet Naturals. Loved by pets, trusted by owners. CountryVetNaturals.com.
It is the Business News Hour. Thanks very much for clicking through. We appreciate that. And with me is Deborah Renner. And Deborah is a thought leader and a trainer and part of Tarot International. I think your official title is
Chief Learning Officer.
Chief Learning Officer. That's pretty heavy stuff.
It is. I get to work with all the experiences of learning, be it curriculum or the trainers and all those things that we do at Tarot.
Do you like to learn?
I love to learn.
Yeah.
I love to research too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That really does seem to be your strong suit, you know. And then you can, and I don't know how you do it because you guys at Tarot are also bright, but then you're able to take that stuff that you learn and formulate it into programs, which I think is fascinating.
Well, we really try to make it to be business specific and
right.
Things people can come and get the tools that they can put immediately to use.
Yeah. And how helpful that is, right?
Yes.
One of the things that I know you know about, because I think you have some kind of a degree or some kind of some training in etiquette. Is that right?
Yes, it's a certification in business etiquette and international protocol, and I've held it for several years. In fact, now we have a couple other trainers at Tarot who have been certified in this as well, because we find that the business etiquette, just the whole nature of what to think about
yeah.
with regards to how to interact in the workplace
sure.
in a way in which you're going to always make others feel comfortable
mm-hmm.
and you won't make yourself uncomfortable by having some kind of a faux pas. It's business etiquette.
Yes.
So we're going to talk about that today.
I'm looking forward to it. I had lunch with Roe Crosby,
yes.
your CEO and founder, a couple of weeks ago. And I was so nervous because I'm out to lunch with Roe Crosby. I'm going, if I screw something up here, this is going to really be bad. But I was trying to be on my best behavior. So let's talk about etiquette. What do you got for us today?
Well, how about a quiz?
Okay. Okay, let's go.
Let's take a look at this. So let's say you're out. This happens a
yes.
lot to people. And I imagine it happens to you. You're out with so many different people in the work you do. If you don't remember someone's name, should you, now here's some choices, converse with them, but just don't use their name, ask, haven't we met before, or hide from them and avoid eye contact so as not to have to talk to them, or say, please tell me your name again?
I would go for D, please tell me your name again.
You're spot on. Unfortunately, what most people will say is, I just try to avoid the person because I don't want to admit that I don't know their name. And yet when we say, please tell me your name again, all that expresses is,
correct.
I am so interested in you and I know we've met. And most of the time, they're going through the same thing as well. So when they say their name to you, you can say your name in response and realize you probably have met, but it's okay that we haven't held on to that.
I have to admit I have another trick about that, though.
What is it?
And that is when we're in a situation like that, and I'm with my bride, for example, I will say from time to time, by the way, have you met my bride, Georgie?
Okay.
And, they'll go, oh, hi, my name's Eric. And,
yes, and that's a great way to be able to do that. Here we're doing etiquette.
And the phones go off.
We'll talk
right.
about that.
So that is very
that's
good.
That's a great strategy when you're with a business partner or when you're with your life partner to be able to just say, if I don't introduce you right away, please put your hand out and introduce yourself, and that name will come forward.
That's right.
It's a good tool. Okay. This is when, and this is so important, introductions are so important when we have the ability to connect people that may not otherwise get a chance to be connected. So when you're introducing someone in a U.S. business setting, should you say the most important person's name first, say the lesser or least important person's name first, say the oldest person's name first, or say the female's name first? What do you think?
Whoa. Mm-hmm. In a business setting, I'm going to opt for the most important person first.
Well, you're right on again, Michael.
Really?
And here's the reason for that. There's really two rules to any introduction, and if you know them, you can introduce people properly, whether you're introducing just people in business or dignitaries. And bottom line, what it is you figure out in that context. So if you're in a business context, who's the more important person? So you would go by title. So if I have a senior VP and a junior VP, that senior VP is most important. So what you would do is you would say their name first. I'll use their title. You'd use their first and last name.
Okay.
Senior VP, I'd like to introduce, here's the second part of the formula, to you, junior VP.
To you.
To you. Most of us have learned to say, I'd like to introduce you to. And that actually reverses precedence. So most important person I'd like to introduce to you, the other person. Then you tell a little about each, and then they're connected. It's such a wonderful thing to be able to do. Now, the reason some of the others that were choices here aren't appropriate, in U.S. business environment, it's gender neutral. There is not going to be to age and to gender. Those are not things that we adhere to. It's rank and precedence.
Yes.
So business context is based on rank and precedence.
Very good. I like it so far.
Yeah, another one?
Two for two.
All right. Oh, this is a nice dining one. Okay.
A dining one. Oh, here we go. This is.
You bite into a piece of meat,
yes,
or chicken that's tough, mm-hmm, and very difficult to chew.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you do? Here's one choice. Swallow it and hope you don't choke. Pretend to wipe your mouth and just deposit it into your napkin. Use two fingers with your napkin as a shield to remove it and place it on the edge of your plate or underneath a piece of parsley that's on the plate that's going to be cleared. Or none of the above.
I guess I'll go for none of the above. I don't know.
You know, here's the one, and it's really interesting. You actually do take your napkin and kind of
shield,
put it above your mouth as a shield. Take two fingers, just remove it, shield it with the napkin, place it on the plate that's going to be cleared. You don't want it in your napkin on your lap. It could soil your clothes,
sure,
or it could fall out.
Interesting.
You don't want to swallow it, but you do use that. Now, some etiquette books will say use a fork to get, and we say that's dentistry. Don't do that at the table.
Don't be doing that. Yeah.
Just try to very discreetly get
all right,
rid of that.
See, all that's why I get nervous when I go out to dinner with you people. All right, so there it is. So you use your napkin as a shield. All right.
Okay. How about this one?
Yes.
The best people, the best way to meet people and work a room, head for the bar or the buffet immediately so you can connect with people. Introduce yourself to two people who are deep in conversation. Look confident, stand in the center of the room, and wait for someone to approach you. Introduce yourself to groups of three or more, or stick closely to the people that you know.
I am kind of an extrovert.
Yes.
And so I would tend to start to introduce myself to individuals or people or groups.
Yes, and we say groups of three or more, and here's the reason for that. If it's a group of two, they could be in a very intimate,
correct,
conversation, a business conversation, but groups of three or more, there's probably going to be a lull. So when you're standing on the outside of that group, you wait for the lull, you look into the group, and whoever gives you eye contact, that's kind of your entrance in.
Mm-hmm.
Groups of two, it's really hard to get eye contact because both people are focused on each other.
Good point.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. One more?
One more. Yeah, sure.
And then we'll do a top tip. All right. In the business arena, only men should stand for handshaking and introductions. Only women should stand for handshaking and introductions. It's not necessary for men or women to stand for handshaking or introductions, or both men and women should stand?
Both men and women should stand.
Absolutely. Yeah. And unfortunately, because if we think about social etiquette was really taught in the U.S. until about the 1960s, and then we were into kind of breaking the rules rather than following formal traditions and manners. And what happened was we didn't transfer culturally a lot of the social etiquette that was transferred.
I would agree.
Although some of it was transferred, but it was social. About 1985, businesses were finding they were hiring people who were technically so proficient, but when it came time to be able to interact, to know what some of those rules would be of shaking hands and making introductions, they found they weren't as savvy with that. And so business etiquette was born.
Mm.
Now, in business etiquette, there is no gender difference. And in social etiquette, it really was taught that women could just stay seated and put their arm out to shake hands, that a man would not put his arm out to a woman until she put her arm out. All of that is social etiquette of the past. In the business context, there is no gender difference. And actually, anytime someone comes into our presence and we can stand up, make eye contact to shake hands with them, we've just told them it's really important to us.
Always be other-centered. It seems that this, any of these things covered in your book?
We have, section two of the book has so many tips and tools and all of the things and stories about how to implement and how people have implemented these things. And when we're able to interact in a way that we know we're doing it well, we can be other-centered
right.
because we've got the strategies
confidence.
And we've got the tools and we just know. So can I share our top tip?
Absolutely. And the book, by the way, is Your Invisible Toolbox.
Yes.
We will have links to that up on the radio blog.
Yeah. Section two, part two.
Part two.
It's all about all of this. The top tip, the thing that we get called the most about that we teach in our classes and it's described in the book, is a technique of how to work a room. And even though most of us only get brief conversations with people, how to maximize those so we've made a good connection and left a good impression.
Mm.
And for a lot of people, extroverts do like to extrovert and to meet different people. Introverts, it's harder. But whether you're extrovert or introvert, we have to have a strategy where we can make those conversations meaningful. So this one is really based on a statesman called Henry Kissinger. And Henry Kissinger made this famous. And basically, most of us, if we don't have a strategy, we talk to someone for a certain amount of time, and then the bell goes off in our head, time's up, and or we either drift away to a new conversation or they do. Henry Kissinger networked probably 4 to 5 times a week, upwards of 100 people a time. And yet, it was a legend that everyone that met him felt as if it was really important
a real connection.
To him.
Yeah.
So how did he do that? The primacy point. He goes up to someone, greets them, introduces himself, shakes their hand. That's his primacy point. Then he asks an open-ended question. So instead of saying something like, you know, are you having a good time this evening? He would say something like, how did you get involved with this organization? I know you're good at open-ended questions, Michael. It's that open-ended question that gets people talking. Who, what, when, where, the investigative
sure.
questions. As they start talking, he's listening. And he's waiting to hear something he can connect, something about himself. Because a good conversation can't just be asking someone to talk to us. It has to be us disclosing so they know something about us as well. So on the first or second or third question, when he feels like there's that connection, then he might respond with, you know, that's so similar to how I got involved with this organization. Then he tells something about himself. After that, when it's time to move on, he just says these two words, excuse me, I need to. And it doesn't matter what you need to do. Excuse me is the punctuation point, and people love it because it's kind of the closure, but it's not the close. Excuse me, I've got to get around the rest of the room, or excuse me, I need to go check out the shrimp. It really doesn't matter what you say, but then you close it. The final handshake, and you say an affirmation to that person.
Mm-hmm.
It's been so great talking with you tonight. Something about them. This opens and closes with a handshake. Ask that open-ended question or two or three, makes a connection, and then puts a punctuation on it. And then at the end, You're giving an affirmation. It is a wonderful way to make people feel as if that brief conversation was much more than what it actually was, and you both have a connection. And here's what we find in class when we're teaching, and we have participants practice this because we know how important it can be. We find that most people, when they are asking a question and getting a response, will do a qualifier. Oh, that's interesting, or fantastic. A qualifier doesn't tell them anything about you, and
correct.
It doesn't make the connection.
And it sort of ends the conversation, doesn't it?
It really does.
I mean,
it
just
doesn't
puts
have
a
anywhere
period
else to
there,
go.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. So this technique, it actually works for leadership, for managers as well. If you need information from someone, your direct report, you go up. You're probably not going to introduce your first and last name. They know you, but you say hello. You know, how is that going for you? And then instead of just taking that information in, connecting it to something from your experience that makes you known to that direct report. And then, you know, I know we both need to get back to what we're doing, but I'm glad I had a chance
right.
to talk with you.
Being other-centered is so important in the world of business or in social etiquette, I would imagine.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Her name is Deborah Renner, ladies and gentlemen. She is the Chief Learning Officer at Tarot International, and always do I learn something very valuable when I visit with you folks. Thank you.
Well, it was fun to be here today.
Once again, that was Deborah Renner, the Chief Learning Officer at Tarot International. We will have links to their website up on our radio blog. If you like what you hear, not only the business news, but also these long-form business interviews, go ahead and subscribe to our podcast. We do this every day, Monday through Friday, and you can subscribe on your favorite podcast location. All you have to do is Google Insight on Business, the News Hour, and we should be right there. Thanks for listening.